Mr. Rudnick, you've been with the partnership since the beginning, some 20 years now. Why now did you decide to step down?
Well, Jim, I think it's a combination of a couple of reasons. After 20 years, I think the body of accomplishment, all the stuff we've been working on, has borne a lot of fruit, with the outcome being this community is a lot stronger, a lot more attractive, a lot more competitive as a place to invest money and to live and to grow, raise a family, than it was when I came to Buffalo in the late 1980s and started with the partnership 20 years ago. And our organization is in a much stronger position. I think we're seen as being effective, and the combination of the vitality of the community and the effectiveness of the organization makes it a good time to try and recruit new leadership.
Do you believe that you're leaving at a time that Buffalo is at its strongest since you've been with the partnership, that this is kind of the high point of the past 20 years?
Yes. That's more than just Chamber of Commerce talk. I think you can see it, and more importantly, you can feel it. There is an optimism in this community, which is not a community that's known for its innate optimism, that permeates, you know, cities and suburbs and different types of industry sectors and age groups. You see it in the revitalization of downtown, the role of the Buffalo Billion, the Can-Am commerce, waterfront development. The quality of the conversation is much better and much more optimistic.
You know, over the past 20 years, you've no doubt, you know, seen a lot of ideas and plans and silver bullets and people, you know, at times fighting over limited resources.
Yep.
Has that attitude changed, do you believe? That are you seeing more cooperation now among leaders and regional leaders to, you know, that we're all in this together?
Yeah. And not only do I see it, but I believe it's been a critical component to where we find ourselves today. I consider, you know, I can kind of provide a list of successes that an organization like ours takes credit for, but none of them has been possible if we were doing it all by ourselves. And there is a almost now a systemic understanding that collaboration, crossing sectors, public and private, urban and non-urban, you know, small business, large business, labor and management, everybody's got to come together and stay together if important things are going to be done. The easiest example of that, Jim, the one that's in front of us every day, is the work of the Regional Economic Development Council and the success of it and the Buffalo Billion initiative that success generated.
What would you say to those who would say, you know what, none of this should have taken 20 years? We should have been able to accomplish this much much sooner.
I think that's just not possible. I challenge those people in a positive way to look at all older industrial metropolitan areas in this country and the amount of time and the amount of energy that has, and the amount of collaboration, and to some degree, the amount of resources that those successful other communities have had to put to bring them to stronger points. 20 years is a short period of time to try and re-engineer and revitalize a complex metropolitan area like ours, and I think people shouldn't be questioning it. They should be proud of the roles they've played in bringing us to the point at which we are now.